Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks.
You are absolutely welcome. We got to say, you know, shout out to the shirt. It's shop local, eat local, drink local.
That's right.
And love local.
All the time. That's right.
In Perry, Iowa.
It's true.
And yes, it absolutely is true. And, you know, speaking of local, you got a lot of events coming up here. And now we're entering early summer here. Weather's been feeling good. Been seeing some blue sky, so that's been nice.
Yes, very nice.
And so you got the Farmers Market kickoff coming up this coming Thursday on June 6th. So why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, that's right. June is the official kickoff to the summer. School is out. Lots of activities. So you'll be hearing all about all of the things like we do all the time, but Kids Fest tomorrow, we have the first Farmers Market of the season next Thursday, followed by Friday Fest, and then, you know, we're just getting ready for 4th of July and all of that. So really excited to be here right now as far as like where we're at on the calendar. Pretty amazing that we, you know, have just blown through the whole half of the year almost.
Yeah.
So in June, it really ramps up for summertime, and we encourage people to get out and see all the fun things that are going on. People are always looking for something to do, and so happy to contribute with that. So again, Kids Fest tomorrow, definitely check that out. But then next week we kick off with our weekly farmers market right downtown on 2nd Street between Willis Avenue and Warford Street. So be advised that that block will be closed to through traffic starting around 2 p.m. so that we can get things closed down and set up. And then the market is actually 4 to 7 p.m. So just be aware of that when you're traveling downtown. But we're really excited for this summer. We've got a lot of great things planned, like we've been building up for years now with our monthly themed events, food trucks each night. We have a very special program coming this summer, thanks to Iowa PBS Kids. So we're going to have something almost every week going on. So it should just be really fun. So next Thursday, with our very first farmers market of the season, we'll technically have two food trucks. So we'll have Techie Chef, and then we'll also have Country Boys Ice Cream. So food and dessert. Really fun kickoff to the summer. So homemade ice cream with the old time machine. I can't remember what it's called, but it should be fun. So really great food from Techie Chef. So that'll help us kick things off. It's a little bit slower with produce and everything early in the summer, which is to be expected, especially with some of this crazy weather that we've had. But it kind of slowly ramps up. People get used to having that as an option on their Thursday evening. There's live music in Sumas Court. And so it's just a matter of get out, get downtown, see what's going on, walk through the farmer's market, listen to some music, maybe dine out and check things out. So that'll be next Thursday, again, 4 to 7 p.m. And we've got a whole lineup of food trucks, at least one every night. The third Thursday of the month will be our special events. So in June, we'll have public safety night, which is always a favorite for the kiddos to be able to sit up in the fire truck and peek behind in the back door of the ambulance, get a sticker from the police department. It's fun things like that we really look forward to at the farmers market. So that'll be the third Thursday of June. And then I mentioned it before, but Iowa PBS Kids will be coming to the Perry Farmers Market twice per month on the second and fourth Thursday. They will have a bunch of different activities, all kind of around early literacy. So, you know, counting out dollars and making a menu and shopping list and things like that. So really excited that they reached out to us and wanted to be a part of our program. And so building that up with kids and families coming down to the market. And what's really special is that they have extra funding to support a currency program. So they'll actually be giving out dollar bucks to kids to spend at the farmers market. So even more influx into the market and supporting our local produce vendors and our local vendors. So really excited about that. Still room for a few more vendors if people are listening and wanting to get involved with that. Really in need of some bakers this year. So got a great lineup of produce and craft items and a couple bakers, but we could always use a few more. So looking forward to it.
Absolutely looking forward to it. And then how long in the season does the farmers market last? And is it always on the Thursday?
It's true. Yep. We will go from the first Thursday in June through the last Thursday in September. So four full months. It is technically a 16-week program this year. Usually it's around 18, but we have 4th of July on Thursday this year. And just the way that the Thursdays fall, we have only 1 month with 5 Thursdays. So it always varies a little bit, but June through September, every Thursday, 4 to 7 p.m.
Wow. Okay. So here you go.
Yes.
Busy for the next 4 months.
Yes.
Well, thank you for detailing all of that. Looking forward to it. And then Friday, you'll kick off Friday Fest.
Yes.
So what's everything going on there?
Yes, so Friday Fest, we're just doing one this summer. It's live music at Patti Park. It'll be on the band shell side. The band is Suede. They've played for us before, so really excited to have them back. We'll have a couple food options with the fire department grilling out and the junior class doing some brownie sundaes. Some kids activities, face painting, and some mini golf, thanks to the Rotary. But ultimately, it's a bring-your-own-basket type event. So you can have adult beverages, just no glass at the park. But bring a picnic, you know, pack a picnic, pack your basket or your cooler, but then help support the fire department, the junior class, with some of those food options. And just enjoy the kickoff to the summer. Free, family-friendly events. Bring your own yard games. Bring your lawn chairs. Bring your blankets. Just fun. Sitting in the park listening to some good music and kicking off the summer.
Oh, man. Okay, so that'll take place Friday. Sorry, I must have missed it. Did you say what time it was?
6 to 9:30 will be the live music, yes.
Awesome. Okay, thanks for all that. And yeah, so again, yeah, kicking off here to the summer. And I know you mentioned it, but a reminder about Kids Fest tomorrow going on. And what else do you have going on for the chamber this week?
Well, one last thing. We are finishing up the grocery bill roundup this week. So that will end tomorrow, Saturday. So the last chance to round up at the register at Fairway, drop off a donation at Hy-Vee, and it all goes to the 4th of July fireworks. So really doing well with fundraising this year. We had the Big Boom Bracket Battle, the Radio Pie Auction, now the Grocery Bill Roundup. Then on 4th of July, during the parade, we'll work with the junior class to do a bucket brigade. But those are our four big fundraisers for the year for the fireworks. Big thank you to everyone that has donated so far, and a reminder to round up at the register. Every little bit helps so we can have a great show on 4th of July.
Awesome. Again, we've been speaking here with our Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, of course, all the festivities for 4th of July will be taking place on that Thursday, correct?
That's right. So 4th of July celebration on 4th of July.
Awesome. All right. Well, hey, you're a rock star, and thank you for stopping in and always providing laughs in some sort of way.
Yep, there's always something fun going on, and encourage everyone to get out and enjoy what we've got going on.
And that is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.